4:50 on the afternoon news. I'm Patty Handysides. The federal government is cutting funding to the Health Council of Canada. That group was set up in 2004 to monitor the 10-year health accord reached between the government and the provinces. The Registered Nurses Association of Ontario says they're extremely disappointed by the decision. And joining us for more is the CEO, Dr. Doris Grinspan. Hi, Doris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Tell us a little bit exactly what the Health Council of Canada does.
The Health Council of Canada is a national body that monitors the outcomes of healthcare in the country. They look at the evidence based on health organizations that enable to improve the care and the programs that we do in Canada. It is, in fact, the only national group that does that. They have done tremendous work, for example, on issues of quality of care. They have done reports on universality. They have done reports on Aboriginal health, on system efficiency. So it is tremendously short-sighted, and we are suggesting that it's politically driven, that the funding has been cut to them.
What will the funding cuts mean to the average consumer, the average Canadian?
Well, the cuts to the council will mean that probably the council in a year from now will need to close its doors. And it will mean that we will have less oversight on how programs across the country are going. It will mean that some of the programs from the comparators between jurisdiction and jurisdiction, we will see less of those comparisons to be able to see, for example, are our wait times better than in another jurisdiction, and what can we learn from those jurisdictions if they are better, or what can other jurisdictions learn from us that we are better at. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we saw the Health Council of Canada as an organization that enabled us not only to improve the quality of care for Canadians, but also the efficiencies, which goes to a better utilization of taxpayers' dollars in healthcare programs.
So if it can help in the way that the tax dollars are spent, why do you think the government would want to then not fund this then, to keep this there to do those checks and balances on those
programs?
Well,
this is the same government under a Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, that also decided not to sign a new health accord. As you know, Paul Martin in 2004 signed a 10-year health accord between the provinces and territories and the federal government, where money was provided with some strings attached. We would have liked them to be provided with even more strings attached on the programmatic approaches to the country. Prime Minister Harper decided to continue the funding for till 2017 and then decrease the funding by half, in fact, and yet put no strings attached with no health accord, meaning jurisdictions will be able to do what they please with the funding, which again is not the best approach to a pan-Canadian improved healthcare system.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for bringing it to our attention, and hopefully more can be done about this and people will look further into it to see what is happening.
And we invite your listeners to go to our website. We have issued an action alert that the public can go to it and sign. It's www.rnao.ca, www.rnao.ca, and we would love the public to get to the website and send letters to the Prime Minister to reverse that decision and to the local politicians.
Thank you very much, Dr. Grinspan.
Thank you so much.
That is Dr. Doris Grinspan, CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Once again, the website there is www.rnao, Registered Nurses Association of Ontario.ca, and you can sign their petition that is going to keep funding for the Health Council of Canada. It's 4:55 on the afternoon.